Miss Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion right there. Cardi, definitely.
Don't do it.
What?
Don't do it.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
You're going to upset the ladies.
Why am I going to upset the ladies? I'm just saying that Cardi got the... Why?
Well, she did put it out yesterday.
On accident.
She put it out on accident. She put out a topless photo of herself.
Yeah.
And good Lord.
It's on our website, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. What's the problem with ladies, though? Why can't I talk about the fact that Cardi did it herself? I didn't do it.
Well, no. Men are, they're detailing and giving their opinions
she
on what
very
they saw.
Large areola.
That is exactly the problem. I told you not to go there.
Why?
Women are very upset online because not all women have porn star boobs. Yes. But I do have to stand up with that side a little bit because what you see on porn and like the perfect this and the perfect that, not all women are built like that. So
why is it that she messes up and puts out a naked picture and we comment on said picture?
I get it.
And then we attacking women. And don't understand and porn. Like, who mentioned porn? I'm just saying. I looked at if I was naked in a picture and they were like, "Wow," like I'll be like, "Oh, but so everybody in the porn is like all abbed up and blood." No, it would be like, "Yo, we're responding
She's
to your
hot.
Lumpy picture that you put out, Orlando."
And it's not like you guys still wouldn't, you know, get up
I'm
on
all,
that.
I'm okay. With
I'm
it.
All right
I like
with
what
it.
I
don't think it's. I'm just saying, wow,
yeah,
wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Man, you know
Don't
what?
Stop,
whatever, dude.
Stop.
Y'all are so sensitive
What's
nowadays.
Y'all?
You ladies.
Well, the Twitter world is definitely oversensitive. I'm just letting you know that not all women are built, you know, exactly perfectly like that, what you see in all your porns and
I
stuff.
I get it. I
there
get
it. With
I
the porn.
Hey, for real.
I'm
you in the porn. Like,
just,
I mean, really.
I got to stand up and say that just for a second.
All right. So that was one thing that I was going to talk about, but Meredith shot me down. Because, I mean, when I'm on break, I always tell y'all there's things that I see and I'm like, man, I really wish I could hear what the audience has to say about this, so I'll leave that alone.
Okay.
But there was a, you know, Young Jeezy is getting ready to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And he's with from The Real.
Yes.
Jeannie Mae, who is one of the hosts on The Real, and she's a beautiful Asian chick,
super cute.
And she was doing an interview, and she was like, for like 2 days, was trending with ladies who were heated with her. Because she made a comment about her wanting to submit to her husband. Mm. It's like a woman needs to submit to her husband. And women went off because the feminist movement kicked in. They're like, what does this mean? Blah, blah, blah. So she went on to kind of explain it a little bit more. This is what she had to say.
Well, for me, submit does not mean that you are lower or less important to your man. Of course, Jay and I respect each other very equally. But what I mean is in my work life, in my actual life, I own my businesses. I run my teams. I make all the decisions and I lead entirely in the outside of my life. So in my home, I want my man to lead. I want him to take in what I would like.
Wait, why'd you look up when she said that? Wait, did you see the response?
Yeah. That's what she likes.
As soon as she said, I want my man to leave.
It's surprising.
You looked at, you turned up like, wait, what? Like, you went, what? Why did that strike a chord right there?
It can be attractive. I get that. But, you know, I mean, yes, there's a push where, you know, women want to have their own opinions these days.
She didn't say nothing about opinions.
But that's the point here. She has to make so many other decisions in her life that she doesn't want to make any decisions at home.
Let me back this up for a second because Meredith caught me off. I was like, yo, like, you really responded to that.
I want him to take in what I would like and what my wishes are, what my dreams are. And then incorporate it to making the overall decision that's best for our vision together.
I support this 100%. In her professional life, she's a boss who's always having to make decisions and things like that. She said she wants somebody that incorporates what she wants,
but
her
makes
wishes,
the decision.
But mans up. Yeah. Essentially.
Now, I know we've talked about this a couple times where Meredith, you don't like when we talk about the man is the head of the house.
That is not necessarily true.
Yeah, because you've responded to that. When I said that
I
the
like
way they say it
household.
In the Bible is the way God is the head of the church, man is the head of the family.
Yes, it's very old school.
But you hear what she's saying is like, yo, submitting to your husband isn't giving up your will,
mm-hmm.
isn't giving up your opinion, and it isn't making you lesser of a partner. It's saying, yo, like, you know, I do everything that I got to do out here in these streets. I want you to factor in what I want done.
Right.
And you make the decision. That kind of backs up the whole thing about the man being, you know, king, queen.
Yes.
King.
King on top. King. King. Queen below.
But they rule together. Their thrones are next to each other. Mm-hmm.
And her partner is also, like, successful on his own.
Yes.
It's not like he's some dude that hasn't had, like, leadership skills and be able to make something for himself. So that definitely helps, too.
If that's what she wants and that's what she likes, I fully 100% support it. However, I mean, this is, like, so back in the day. It's like, can we just be equal partners? Can we talk about this together? You don't want my opinion at all.
Somebody got to be the decision maker.
The word submit just has a negative connotation to it.
It does.
Does it though?
I think it really does. That's what's on, you know, in its head, giving people, like, getting people riled up with that word.
Let's see. Julianne, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. When you heard that whole submit conversation, how did it strike you?
It struck me originally as like, hell no. I'm not going to be someone to bow down to anyone. But after, you know, I was in the military for 10 years. I was in charge of men. I was in a male-dominant field. So I'm used to telling men what to do. However, once I understood it, as long as the husband loves the wife as Christ loved the church and treats her with respect, I see absolutely no problem with it. My husband can have the moon and the stars. And ever since I have realized that, our marriage has been amazing. We haven't had any issues. We haven't fought. We never fight. Everything is great. And even though at one point when we got together, he was in school and I was making six figures, I never threw it in his face, because now I'm a disabled veteran and he takes care of me. And he takes care of me very well.
A partnership. So, a partnership is a great thing. It's just, you know, I mean, as we say, king, queen, thrones are right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so that's a great look. I appreciate you checking in. Let's see. Brittany's on the phone. Hey, Brittany.
What's up?
How you doing? You said your mom was independent. So what does that mean with this submission? Because submission still is, that's a partnership. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, see, that's what I was saying. See, I'm looking at it from two separate households. I'm looking at it from my mom's perspective, being independent. She pretty much worked, paid all her bills, and I was in the home with my mother. However, I have a dad that is still very active in my life, that is married, and I've seen it from two perspectives, where my dad and his wife, he considers himself, yeah, the king of his castle, the head of house, and then it's his way or no way. You know what I mean? And when I look at that, I said, whoa, you know, I don't want that at all. You know, I do feel like, you know, from back in the day, when we take our Bible, and I guess I'm old school, I do strongly believe that a man should be the head of the household. But like Jeezy's, you know, fiance say, hey, can we equalize this? Can we get my perspective, my point of view, get your point of view, and can we make you the head decision maker? But are you responsible enough to do that?
You have to be responsible enough. I absolutely agree. But she did say, I want to get you, factor mine in, but you make the decision for the house.
Well, you don't want to be controlled.
Yeah, but somebody got to make the decision.
Right.
Somebody got to make a decision. But see, like, this is the thing. See, I'm a registered nurse. And like all day, every day, I'm dealing with doctors, you know, other nurses, patients, COVID, and all that.
Yeah.
So it'll feel good to come home and, you know what, hey, can I have a man that's going to say, hey, baby, what do you think? Because we can do this, but I want to hear how you feel about it.
Yeah. Ooh, that's sexy.
I'm making all the decisions, you know, and that's when I hear her, I'm hearing exactly what she's saying, because she's a successful woman. She's letting you know, hey, I'm doing this 24/7, but when I come home, can my man take this load off of me?
Yes.
But don't make it to the sense of, hey, well, babe, this is how I go, and it's my way, no way. You know,
right, yeah. Now, and so you got to make sure you don't give power to just any idiot.
Yeah, there's
that's
a fine
what you
line there.
Damn, you just said what I was about to say.
Yeah, he got to be able to deserve that power.
You got some men that will take that word submissive and run with it and say, well, hey, this is how it goes. And then you got some men that are going to be responsible and mature about this decision and say, well, hey, you know, can she make me feel like a man? Because keep in mind, hello, I'm probably going to step on some toes. You got some women
that don't want a man to feel like he's needed. Like, if he's not feeling like he's needed, then what are we doing?
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Very true. I do appreciate it, Brittany. Thank you.
We got a text. It says, call it submission, being feminine, being the yin to his yang, whatever you want to call it. But two alphas in a relationship do not work for a long time. As a successful female in sales, I completely support what she's saying. I love having a man who is an alpha, but is also loving and caring and respectful to me.
My Anthony said, for out of Sarasota, he said he's representing Ace Electric. He said, my girl is the same way. I don't know if it has something to do with the Asian descent, but she's a boss in the streets. But when it comes to the home life, she submits to me. And it's not for a lack of equality, because I tried to get her to make decisions all the time. What is for her is a similar situation. She is very indecisive and doesn't want to have to make the decision. So she leaves it to him.
Okay, but what are we submitting to here? Like, what's for dinner tonight? Where we're going to Uber Eats from? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool. I got you for that. Or in the bedroom, like, hey, if we want to have a little fun, you want me to do this for you? I'm down for some of that. But all the time, you don't, I don't want to have my opinion, or I don't want to have somebody to just not listen to what I have to say.
Can I read this text real quick? It says, I think we're confusing the word submission with the word control, which is what makes it an issue. If submission puts us in the right place and it works together and it's not one-sided, I'm with it.
Well, control can go over into kind of abuse at that time too. So there is somewhat of a fine. Yeah, you can take that. You can take the controlling and not listening, and it can go really left really fast if you have somebody that doesn't understand your relationship.
All I gotta say is the woman, she says she's happy. She said it works for her.
Exactly, good for her.
But the way she worded it, like, we don't need to take it and run with it. She said, I do so much. When I come home, I would like him to factor in my wishes, but I want him to make the decision because he's my king.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are women out there who really have a problem with that.
You love that. He's
look
my
at,
king.
And you're one of those women.
What?
Like, I said that, and you look at what you look. You look at your
I
face.
Know you like it.
As
I
soon
know
as I said, you're, I mean, Davi is his girl's king.
Yeah.
Anthony is your king.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that. That's a love thing. But you got to give your crown to the right guy.
Yeah,
it's
just can't
give
it to a dude that's gonna be out there like, I'm the king, woman. You better go in the house.
Yeah, this
like,
would yo, work that's not for that. Every relationship. You need the right partner.
Exactly. Because this cannot work for everybody.
It's supposed
to
work for everybody. Let me explain. Let me explain. The key text concerning submission of wives to their husbands in the good book, taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church at the Ephesus, found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22, verses 33, and it states, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the word. And to the present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or a blemish.
Well, we gotta bring Lot in.
To your husband. That says it everything.
Well,
that ain't remixing it. That ain't changing it.
That's
the good book.
I feel like it's give and take. Like, you want to lead this decision? Okay, I'm going to take this one. That's what I like in a relationship. I don't like someone always making the decisions for me. That's never going to work for me personally.
That ain't what the book say, though.
That's all I think, I'm saying.
And also, a lot of it has to do with, like, your track record and decision making. If you're making solid decisions then for the household, then you should continue that. Now, if
for
you're
sure.
making janky, questionable choices,
right.
It's like, all right, well, let's talk about this. Yeah. Time out.
Time out.
You made a decision last time. We in court.
Yeah.
my thing is this. I always say, when your car gets repoed, when your house gets taken, when somebody they ain't nobody gonna look at the couple and be like, what'd y'all do? They gonna look at the man and say, how you let this happen?
Right, he gets the blame.
Yeah. Men gonna get blamed.
That's also
that's just, I mean, and that ain't in the book.
Yeah,
but that's part of it. It's the dude has to wear every blemish, whatever it is that happens.
That's true.
The dude is gonna catch that.
I had a life changing event on the Freak Show. The one day, remember we had the topic that I went to bed and then my girl came home and left the garage door open.
Yeah,
I was in bed.
And you were mad.
And somehow that became my fault. I was supposed to wake up and like telepathically know that the garage door was open.
You're supposed to check before you go to bed.
Nah, because you're supposed to, as the man, you're supposed to, like a guard dog, you're supposed to get up before you lay down, walk and check all of the locks and all of the doors.
I was already asleep when she came home.
Don't matter. Don't matter.
I realized that it doesn't matter. That's just something that I have to wear. So, damn it, you gotta at least submit.
Submit,
damn it,
submit.